Brian Hill joins me right now. You can take the hex off. You can take whatever you want to talk about. You can take the black mark off right now, too, because you guys came in here and did what you had to do, and you dominated this football game.
Yeah, I mean, other than some more stinking turnovers, it's about as good as we can play, probably. This is a football team I've known, and it's probably been why I've been so frustrated for 2 weeks, is that I knew we had a better football team than what we were showing. And so to have these kids come out here and play this way, really the seniors, probably most proud of, because we came back to a disappointing place, from a year ago, to be on fourth down. And, our big deal all week long was we were going to make the play that changed the game this time. Too many times, Great Ben's been the one to make the play, and we were determined that we were going to make that play.
Well, we come out here, you guys jump out right off the bat. We take off for a nice long run there by Grayson Temple. I've got him unofficially for 273 yards tonight. Garden City, I said we ran very well. I thought we obviously, the offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage. They went out and showed who was boss tonight. I put down a couple plays here, Coach, that really I think I just really kind of talked about what this team was about. We get that little bit lead. I thought we maybe kind of reverted back to what Garden City, maybe youth of Garden City, by fumbling the ball, not protecting the ball, and giving away and giving up. In my opinion, two easy touchdowns out of 28 points. We gave up basically 14, gave them two short fields.
Yeah, and, that's a little bit of youth, learning what we need to do. I mean, I tell you, from ground level that they did as good a job of tackling the football as any team we've played. And, they were trying to dig at it every single time, no matter who was carrying it. And so, it was something that they had to be aware of. And, it's not too hot here, but, when you get to running, you get to sweating, you got to put two hands on the ball when there's a lot of traffic around. And so, it's just something to grow from. And, I think that, they did that. And, I just can't, he doesn't run for 200 and whatever if it isn't for the offensive line and tight ends. And, even the running backs and things. I mean, they just did a wonderful job.
What about downfield blocking on top of that? Once he got by the initial line, scrimmage line with the great blocking that we had up there, you got to remember the very first touchdown was right up the middle, breaks it to the outside, caught a nice little block out there. We saw that all game long. Technically, I was very impressed with what went on there, especially downfield blocking.
Well, that is something that we've worked on. That's a tough pill for wide receivers to swallow, that kind of a game plan. But they took that responsibility upon their shoulders. And I think what they learned tonight, too, is not only is they're capable of blocking, but what happens when we can run the football? I mean, we got, an easy touchdown pass there to Dusty, in the middle of the fourth quarter right there that, that was only because we were running the football so well that corner just thought he'd been doing such a good job blocking him, he thought he had to defeat him, and Dusty ran right by him.
And you're going to see on the film, too, Dusty making some great downfield blocks, too. I thought a couple of the keys to me right off the bat was the catch by Taylor Foley, Dylan Navola trailing the play. He goes ahead and recovers the football. Doesn't try to pick up and run with it, just covers the football. Garden City retains possession. To me, at a key moment, and able to go ahead and score off of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can go through this game in a lot of different places, and there are a lot of key moments. But I think the one thing that we kept preaching is that we got to make that play. And if you look back and as we watch film, we're going to notice that play right there, or the downfield blocks, to not have to line up and run another play, or to tackle them, and give the defense an opportunity to line up again and maybe stop them. So, those are the things that we preach. I mean, we knew Great Bend's going to be a good football team. Every team we play, we're not that much better than. And so, there are going to be plays that hit us. We just got to be ready to respond.
You're going to see a lot of great things on defense. I thought Hunter Delgado, safety position, had some huge hits tonight. Smart hits. I mean, not going down right up there at the shoulders. Lopez is a bigger guy than he is. He goes down low, stops the feet, can't go anywhere after that. I got Lopez and Adonde under 60 yards rushing tonight between the two.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter has done a fantastic job of growing up at that position. That free safety for us, that's why we had Brady there, early in the year, was we weren't getting as good a free safety play as we'd like, because that guy has to make a lot of tackles in our defense. And so, but the last 2 weeks, Hunter has done a great job. I mean, he has lined up in the right spot. He made the tackles. Those two guys are big now. They're round. That quarterback, Marshall, he's a hard guy to tackle too. So, it took gang tackling, and they did a good job. And anytime you can get them on the ground and play another down, you're doing a good job.
Let's just quickly talk about the football game. You come here to Great Bend on a beautiful night. Garden City come in, like I said, that I think this team is starting to gel. Maybe you're starting to feel that confidence. You get Hayes next week. But to me, playing in the WAC, defend home, but you go out and you stick at the people on the road. Felt very good about a good win here today. What did you tell the kids afterwards?
Well, I just told them, obviously we want to enjoy the win, but at the same time, I wanted them to reflect real quickly because I think I told Jerry in the pregame show, and I've told basically everybody today that we have had our best week of practice all year long. I asked them last weekend to maybe spend a little bit of extra time blocking after practice, catching balls, just spending some extra time other than what the coaches expected of them. And I'll tell you what, every senior to a man had a guy out there doing something, maybe running extra sprints or whatever after practice all week long. Our attitude and effort all week long was tremendous. They put time into film. This is what I wanted them to know, is that, you know, this didn't happen by accident. It happened because they went about it the right way.
Had Brad Swick step in for Jacob Norquist, who went down, your long snapper, who's been reliable to me over the last 2 years. Brad, not as quick as Jacob, but got the job done.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's what, you know, it's kind of been our theories, the next man in, you know. We have a couple other guys that could do it too. I mean, we kind of have a luxury that probably most high school football teams don't have. We have three or four guys that can do that. And so, but I can't say enough about Brad and what he does. I mean, he's been there. He's had some tough luck his sophomore and junior year health-wise. And so to see him come out there and be able to contribute and do some good things, I'm proud of him.
All right, head coach Brian Hill coming here, getting the first WAC win of the season for the 2012. Where else but here at Great Bend on their home field? Great win for head coach Brian Hill.
Thank you very much.